Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the fourth and last topic of Parshas Dvorim, where Moshe Rabbeinu recounts the happenings of the past 6 months, Am Yisrael's last travels through the desert before entering Eretz Yisrael. The story that we learned above in the second half of Parshas Chukas. Perek Beis, Posuk Yudzayim. And Hashem said to me as follows. The Rashi on this Pasuk we saw in the previous year as Rashi connected it to Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Yudches, Ato Oivei Rayoim Es Gevul Moyov Es Or Bekoravto Mul Benei Amoin Al Tetzureim Val Tisgobom Ki Lo Yetein Mi Erez Benei Amoin Lecho Yerusha. You are passing by the eastern border of Moav, which is in the region of Or, and you're heading north. What country are you about to hit? Amon. When you get there, don't make a siege around them, and don't provoke them in any way. Above, by Moav, we saw Altisgal Bamilchoma. We cannot provoke them with a war, but other types of provocations, we are allowed to. By Amon, no provocation whatsoever, because I will not give to you from their land as an inheritance, even though it was given to Avraham Avinu, and we are the inheritors of Avraham Avinu. Nevertheless, ki livnei loit nesati yerusha, the land of Amon, as Moav we saw above, was given to Bnei Loit. I Loit is not a descendant of Avraham Avinu; he's only a nephew. Rashi told us above. Because he didn't spill the beans when Avraham Avinu was in Mitzrayim, and he said about Sarah that she's his sister, and Loit kept his mouth shut. He didn't say no, she's his wife. He was zoicha to be considered like a son of Avraham Avinu and inherit Amon and Moav. And of course, in the original plan, this inheritance was only to be in place until Am Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, and then they will conquer it. But because of the Chetah Meraglim, we lost that privilege, and it will wait for us till Mashiach comes. Says Rashi, Ato Ivira Yoimez Gvul Moyov, Vekorav Tomul Bnei Amon, Mikan She'eret Amon Netzad Sofon. From here we learn that Amon is to the north of Moyov, because we're traveling along the eastern border of Moyov, towards north, and the Pasuk says, you will reach Eretz Bnei Amon. To be precise, it's not exactly right above Moav, exactly north, because right above Moav in the north is Sichon Melech HaEmori. Rather, it's a bit to the east. Northeast of Moav, that's where Amon was. The Hakdama I gave above to Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph has equal relevance to the following two Psukim, Psukim Chof and Chof Aleph. Posuk Chof, Eretz Refoim Teichoshev Af Hi Refoim Yoshvu Voh Lefonim Veho Amonim Yikru Lohem Zamzumim. This land was considered part of Eretz Refoim, because Refoim used to live there, and the Amonim nicknamed them as Zamzumim. This nation above in Parshas Lech Lecha is referred to as Zuzim. It's the same name. And they were a great and mighty nation, as strong as the giants. But Hashem destroyed them in front of Amon. Amon threw them out, and they dwelled instead of them. You'll ask, who cares about this history lesson? The Teretz is because in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Bris Brin Absorim, Avraham Avinu was given 10 nations. And one of those 10 nations is called Refoim. You may have thought, being that Refoim used to live here, and Refoim were given to Avraham Avinu, we have a right to this land. Says Hashem, no, this is not the Refoim that I meant to give Avraham Avinu. Says Rashi, Eretz Refoim Teichoshev, Eretz Refoim Nechsheves, Afhi, it's considered as part of Eretz Refoim. Why? Lifisha Refoim, Yoshvu Olofonim, Refoim used to live there. Avaloizuhi, Shenosati Lavrom. This is not the Refoim that I gave to Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban above in Posuk Yud asks Akasha and Rashi both over there and over here. Rashi in both places says, this is not the Refoim that I intended for Avraham Avinu. Fret Rashi Astira. Fret Ramban Astira and Rashi. Rashi himself says, Ki Yerusha Libnei Loit Nesatiyo. It was given as Yerusha to Ibnei Loit. Yerusha from who? From Avraham Avinu. That means it was given to Avraham Avinu, but these parts of the Refoim were given over to Ibnei Loit. So why is Rashi saying that's not the Refoim I intended to Avraham Avinu? That is the Refoim I intended to Avraham Avinu, but I gave it over to Ibnei Loit. And therefore the Ramban argues on Rashi. It doesn't change the flow of the Psukim. The point of Psukim Yud and Yud Aleph above and Chof and Chof Aleph over here are still saying the same point. Being that Refoim live there, you may have thought that you have a right to it. Says the Pasuk, you don't have a right to it. The only difference is, Rashi learns how come you don't have a right to it, because that's not the Refoim that I intended to Avraham Avinu. And the Ramban learns, that is the Refoim that I intended to Avraham Avinu, but I gave it over to Bnei Loit as Yerusha. Posuk Chov Beis, Kasher Oso Livnei Yisov, Vayoshevim Mebeseir, Asher Ishmid Esacherim Mipneihem, Vayroshum Vayoshevu Sachtom Ad Ayoim Azeh. This is Kemat, a repeat of Posuk Yud Beis. The same story happened with the Bnei Esav in Seir. Originally, the Choyri used to live there. And that Choyri is the nation of Chivi, which was given to Avraham Avinu as part of Eretz Canaan. But I gave it over to Bnei Esav. And that's why I gave him Siyata Deshmaya to conquer the Choyri. They threw them out and dwelled instead of them. Derech Agav, it should be pointed out that above in Parshas Vayishlach, we learned that Esav himself, he took a wife from these Bnei Seir Achoyri, whether it happened before, during, or after he captured them, but Lamaisa Esav's wife was from this nation. And speaking of nations conquering other nations, so the above-mentioned nations, namely, by Moyov capturing the Amim, the Refoim, and by the Amoinim capturing the Refoim, the Zamzumim, and by the Seir capturing the Choyri, that prevented us from taking it from them. As Hashem said, I gave it to them. But in the following story, the opposite story happens. The Avim is part of the Plishtim nation, which Avraham Avinu made a bris with Avimelech Melech Plishtim, that he won't cause any harm to him, nor to his descendants afterwards. So now we're stuck, so we can't conquer Plishtim, we can't conquer the Avim, because Avraham Avinu swore to Avimelech. So Hashem did a trick. Kaftoirim, who came from the country of Kaftoir, they destroyed the Avim, the Plishtim, and they dwelled instead of them, and that's what allowed us to conquer their country. We can't fight Plishtim, but we could fight Kaftoirim. Very similar to what we learned above in Parshas Chukas. We can't fight Amun and Moyov, but if Sichon takes over part of their land, then we were able to conquer Sichon. That's what we learned above in Chukas, Amun Umoyov Tiaru Besichon. Says Rashi, Avim Yeshu Mechatzir, Avim Miplishtim Heim, Shimoem Heim Nechshovim Misefo Yeshua. They're listed as part of those nations. Shenemar Chamesh Sarnei Plishtim, the five governors of Plishtim, Azosi, Ashdoidi, Ashkeloni, Agiti, Ekroini, the five cities of Plishtim, Ve'ho'avim. You see, it's part of them. Umipnei Ashvua Shenishba Avraham Lavimelech, because Avraham Avinu swore to Avimelech that he won't do any harm to him or his descendants. Lo yochlu Yisrael, lo yitzi al tzom yodom. We could not have conquered Plishtim. Says Hashem, I did you a favor. Ve'evesi aleim kaftoirim v'ishmidum. Ve'yeshvu sachdom. Ve'achshav atem mutorim lekachto miyodom. Now you can take it from them. Posuk chov dalet kumu se'u v'ivru est nachal arnoin re'ei nosati v'yodecho es sichoin melech eshboin ho'emeri v'es arzoi ho'chil rosh. So you can't conquer Seir, you can't conquer Moyov, you can't conquer Amoin. So continue traveling and cross Nachal Arnon. Nachal Arnon, we saw in Parshas Chukas, is the northern border of Moyov. When we cross Nachal Arnon, to our right, to the east will be Amon, and to our left, to the west, will be Sichon. A major event happened at this point in Parshas Chukas that Moshe Rabbeinu does not recount when he says over the story. The Nisim of Nachale Arnon, when the Goyim tried to kill us and Hashem moved the mountains and he crushed them to death. And we sang Shiro, Ozo Shir Yisrael, Ali Be'er Enulo. That's happened right over here. And after we cross the Arnon, Hashem tells us, Hashem tells me, Re'eino Sati, I gave in your hands Sichon, the king of Cheshbon. Cheshbon that used to belong to Moav, but now Sichon conquered it, so you can conquer him. Sichon Melech HaMoiri and his land, Hochei L'Rosh, begin throwing them out. The Hisgo Boy Milchomo, start up with him and provoke a war against him. Posuk Chof Hei Hayoim Hazeh, Ochel Teis Pach Decho Vir Osecho, Al Penei Hoamim Tachas Kol HaShamoyim, Asho Yishmeu Neshim Acho, V'Rogzu V'Cholu Miponecho. Today I will begin giving your fear and your dread to all the nations. They will fear and dread you, all the nations underneath the sky, that they will hear about you and they will tremble and fear from you. Says Rashi, Tachas Kol HaShamoyim. Why does the Torah simply not say, Be'Kol HaOretz, Al Pnei Ha'amim B'Kol HaOretz? What's this phrase, Tachas Kol HaShamoyim? Says Rashi, Limei, this teaches us, She'omdo Chamo LeMoshe B'Yom Milchemes Oig. The sun stirred from Moshe Rabbeinu in order that he could finish the war during daylight when he fought Oig Melech HaBashon. Ve'noida Hadovo Tachas Kol HaShamoyim. And it was known to the whole world. That's what everybody found out. Asher Yishmon Shimacho. How did that happen? Because Tachas Kol HaShamoyim. Posuk Chovo V'Voishlach Malochim Mimidbar Kedei Mois El Sichon Melech Cheshbon Divrei Shalom Leimor. And I sent messengers from Midbar Kedemois. A new Midbar, we never heard about this. So the Chizkuni says, L'chayra, the Posh Pshat in the Posuk is, like the Chizkuni, that the word Kedemois means the east. We're now on the east of Sichon. And I sent messengers from the Midbar, which is on the east of Sichon. I sent peace greetings to him to allow us to go through his country. Above, in Posuk Ches, this Midbar was referred to as Midbar Moav. Why does the Torah nickname it Midbar Kedemois? Says Rashi, two drushes. Midbar Kedemois, af al pi shelo yitzivani amokim likroi lesichon esholem. Hashem did not command me to open up with peace greetings and ask them peacefully to pass through his country. Hashem said, we saw above, in Posuk Chof Dalet, his go by milchomo. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu asking to pass by in peace? I learned from Midbar Sinai, from the Torah that preceded the world. That's the drosha. Midbar Kedemois. Midbar is Midbar Sinai, and Kedemois is the Torah that preceded the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah to Am Yisrael, he offered it to Esav and Ishmael, the other nations, even though the Golu Lefonov Shalei Kablu. He knew that they're not going to accept it. He wanted to open up with peace greetings towards them. Namely, I'm offering you the Torah. From that's where I learned, Afani kidamti esichon b'divrei sholem. From that's where I learned to first open up with peace talks before waging war. That's the first drasha. Davarachel memidbar kedemois, mimchol amadeti, shekodamto lo'ilom. I learned from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you who preceded the world. You could have sent one lightning bolt and burned the entire Egyptian nation in a second. But you didn't do that. You sent me from the midbar to Paroi Lemoel, Shalach es Ami. Send my nation, Bimitun, patiently. Even though you knew the end, as you said, nevertheless, you start off with peace. I'm following HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footsteps. I'm also sending Divrei Sholem to Sichon. And what were the Divrei Sholem? Posuk Chof Zayin, Ebro ve'artzecho, baderech eilech, lo yosur yomin u'smoil. Please, Pat, let me pass through your country. I will go and stay on the main road. I won't go veer off to the right or to the left. And more than that, Pasuk Chof Ches. Oichel bakesef tashbireini v'ochalti umayim bakesef titeni v'shosisi rak ebro v'ragloi. I'll even buy food and water off you. You'll even make money off the deal. All I'm asking for is if I could please just pass by through your country. This detail that he offered to buy food and drink from them is not mefurish in Parashas Chukas, but Rashi told us it was hinted in the Pasuk. When they said, Lo nishte me ve'er, Rashi says it means we won't drink water from our well. Rather, we'll buy it off you and hu adin the food. Pasuk Choftes, kasher osuli b'nei Esau, v'yoshevim be'seir, v'amo yovim ayoshevim be'or, עד אשר אבוירס הירדין אל האורץ, אשר אדוינו אלוהינו נויסיין אלונו. Just as the descendants of Esau who live in Seir, and the Moavim who live in Or, just like they did that for me, so too I'm asking you to do this for me. To do what? They didn't let him pass through the country? Says Rashi, it's not referring to that. Of course not. Lo le'inyan lavoirs altsom, they indeed did not let us pass through. They did sell us food and drink. And that part I'm comparing to Bnei Esav and Moavi. Hadasher Evoires Hayardin, says Rashi, this is not going back on buying food and drink off you. Rather, Musav and Posikov Zain, it's going back on Al Ebro Ve'Altzecho. Let me cross through your country and I'll take a bee's line just to get to the Yarden. I want to get to the country that Hashem is giving us. Pozuk lamed veloy ovo sichoin melech eshboin ha'avireinu boi ki ksho adoino yaloi hecho esruchoi ve'imeitz es levavoi leman titoi v'yodecho kayoim azeh. And Sichoi Melech Cheshboin did not agree to allow us to go through his country. And the reason for that disagreement was because Hashem hardened his heart, hardened his spirit, and made his heart strong in order that he should wage war against you, and then you'll be able to conquer him and get this whole Eivir Hayarden. Posuk lamed aleph, vayoymer adonai elai, re'ei, achi lo yisiteis lefonecho, es sichoin ve'es artzoi, hoche el rosh, lo reshes es artzoi. And Hashem said to me, look, I have begun to give in front of you, a sichoin and his land, begin throwing them out and inheriting his land. Says Rashi, Achi lo yisiteis lefonecho. What does that mean? I have begun to give in front of you. It didn't happen yet. You're just about to go to war. Says Rashi, it did begin. Because kofo sar shalem oirim shel malo. Every nation has a sar, a malach and shamayim over them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the sar, the malach of the emoirim, and he put it tachas raglo shel Moshe. He put it underneath the feet of Moshe. V'idricho yal tzavoro. He had Moshe step on his neck. And that is the beginning of the downfall of Sichoin. So it is, Hachiloisi, Teis Lefonechoi, I have begun. Posuk Lamed Beis, Vayetze, Sichoin, Likoseinu, Vecholamoi, Lamilchomo, Yotzo. And Sichoin came out towards us with his nation to wage war against us in the city of Yahatz. Says Rashi, Vayetzei Sichoin, Loi Sholach Bishvil Oig Lazer Loi. Sichoin did not send for Oig, his neighbor, to come help him out with the war. He didn't bother. Lelamed Choshloi Hoyu Tzrichim Zelozeh. They did not need each other. Both of them were very strong kings with very strong armies. Posuk Lamed Gimel Vayitenehu Adoyino Yaloi Heinu Lefoneinu Vanach Oisoi Vez Banov Vez Kolamoi. Hashem gave them in front of us, and we killed him and his children and his entire nation. But look closely at the word bonov. In the Torah it's written benoi, without a vav. This is what we call a kri and a ksiv. It's written benoi, which is single, and we read it bonov, which is plural. And both are true, as Rashi tells us. We killed all of his children, plural. But why is it written Benoi? Benoi ksiv shoyoloi ben gibel kemoisoi. He had one son that was as strong as him. He was sort of his memalamokoim, and we killed him also. Posuk lamed dalet vanil koides kol orov bo'is ha'hi v'nachareim mes kol ir mesim v'anoshim v'atof lo'i hish'arnu sorid. And we captured all of his cities at that time, and we completely destroyed, completely annihilated all the men, women, and children of the city. We did not leave anybody over. Says Rashi, mesim. The word mesim means anoshim, men. How so? The root of the word is mace, referring to mortals. All men are mortals. But if that's the case, I'm not sure why mortals don't include women and children. How come they're listed separately? Also, I'm not sure how this fits with the Taimim, because the Taimim put a comma after Mesim, as Kol Ir Mesim, Vanoshim Vataf. I would have thought that men, women, and children are all peoples of the city. So I don't know how the Baal HaTaimim, how the Taimim are learning Pshat in this Posuk. The next part of the Rashi is referring to the next Posuk, Posuk Lamed Hei. Rak habeimo bozaznu lonu ushlal heorim asher lochodnu. Although we killed all the men, women, and children, the animals we did loot for ourselves, and all the loot of all the cities that we captured we took for ourselves. The following Rashi is comparing this Pasuk, what we looted from Sichon, to what we looted Oig, the next war coming up in Pasuk Zayin. Take a look at Pasuk Zayin. By Oig also, we killed out all the men, women, and children, but the behemoth, the animals, and the loot we looted to ourselves. But the Torah uses slightly a different word. Whereas in Posuk Lamed Hei by Sichon it says Bozaznu. And in Posuk Zayin by Oig it says Bazoinu. Of course in the Posuk Pshat they both mean to loot. But why the difference? Says Rashi. Bebizas Sichon nemar Bozaznu loshen lonu loshen biza. To loot. Shoyso chaviva aleim uboizazim ishloi. They loved it. They loved loot, free merchandise, free animals. They loved it. When they come to the next word to loot, oig, they were satiated and full. They had so much already. It was meaningless to them. They would rip up the clothing. They only went for the real expensive stuff, like the silver and the gold, but the poshta stuff, like clothing and animal, they left. A disgrace, they're mavazet, insignificant. The difference between the Lashon of Bozaznu in the first war by Sichon and Bozoinu in the second war by Oig. Posuk lamed vav me'aroyer asher al sefas nachal arnoin v'hoir asher banachal v'ad agil od lo yoyeso kiryo asher sogevo mimenu es hakoil nosan adoinu eloheinu lefoneinu. The Pasuk describes the borders of Sichon, everything that we captured, from Aroyer, which was on the riverbank of Nachal Arnon, that was the southern border of Sichon Melech HaEmori, and including the city which was in the Nachal. What does that mean, a city in the Nachal? So the Gemara in Brachas Daf Nun Dalet tells us that if a person passes by Nachalei Arnon, he says a brocho, Baruch Hashem Oso Neis La'Avoseinu B'mokem Hazeh, the Nisim of Nachalei Arnon that we saw above in Parshas Chukas. The Gemara refers to it as Nachalei, plural. That is because Nachal Arnon has two shoots. It flows from east to west, and it pours into Yam HaMelech. But before it merges into one, it's made up of two branches. In between those two branches, that's called Hoir Asher Banachal, in between the two shoots of the Nachal, in the valley. Ada Gilo, that was the north part of Sichon, Lo Yehoyoso Kiryo, there was not even one city that would overpower us, that was stronger than us. All of it Hashem gave in front of us. Posuk Lamed Zayin, Erak, El Erez Bnei Amoy, Lo Yikorov, To, Kol Yad, Nachal Yabuy, Kvorei Hohor, Choy Lasher, Tzivo, Adoy Noy, Eloy, Heinu. But you did not approach the neighboring country of Sichon, namely Amon, which is right next to Nachal Yaboik. I'll soon describe the topography exactly, and all the cities of its mountain, of Amon's mountain, and all that Hashem commanded not to conquer, namely the country of Amon, we did not touch, we left it alone. Says Rashi, Kol Yad Nachal Yaboik, Kol Eitzel Nachal Yaboik. Nachal Yaboik is a river that flows from east to west, and it flows into the Yarden, somewhere in between, more or less right in the middle between the Kinneret and Yam HaMelech. But Nachal Yaboik has an offshoot flowing from south to north that pours into the main Nachal Yaboik that flows from east to west into the Yarden. That offshoot of Nachal Yaboik flowing from south to north is the border that separates Amon from Sichon. So we conquered Sichon up until Nachal Yaboik. We didn't pass it because we're forbidden to conquer, to start war with Amon, as we saw above. Says Rashi, V'chol asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu sh'loi lichbosh, hinochnu, that we left. Ad kan, the second part of this topic. And the third part will continue on to Melchemes Oig Melech HaBoshon.